Gana, Timitandasha, Garanjana, Shlakaya, Chakshur, and Meritam. Yena, Tasmai, Shri Gurave, Namaha. So today we are celebrating the appearance day of Advaitacharya, who is one of the Vishnu Tattva members of the Pancha Tattva. So Pancha Tattva, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar and Shivas. So that means Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaitacharya, Gadadhar, who is Radharani, and finally Shivas, who is, represents the Jiva soul, who is Narada Muni. So, anyway, so Advaita is a very important person. Advaitacharya is a very, very important person, and we're going to speak about him in class today. So, first we'll speak about his ontological position. Everybody remembers that word? Ontological means like his identity, who he is, you know, an essence, essential aspect. Okay, so Advaitacharya is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Charitamrita and other literatures as Sada Shiva. Now it's interesting, the word Sada Shiva. There's the word Shiva, there's the word Sada Shiva, there's the word Rudra. Rudra actually means anger. But so anyway, so Rudra. So Sada Shiva is actually Vishnu Tattva, because in the spiritual world, there are different expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, Krishna is two Bhagavan Swayam, and Krishna expands as Balaram, and then from Balaram comes the Chaturvyuha expansions, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Prajuna, Aniruddha, various expansions, etc. All of them are Vishnu Tattva, so there is actually a Sada Shiva in the spiritual world, or this planet and everything like that, from whom the Lord Shiva in this material world comes. And of course, Lord Shiva in this material world manifests in a variety of ways. He comes through the glance of the Mahavishnu, Saikshita, that's described. He comes from the forehead of Lord Brahma, when Lord Brahma gets angry with his children for not obeying their father, the four Kumaras. And when he comes that way, of course, then he exhibits the anger and the, you know, twilight and all those other things described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But as far as Advaitacharya, he is considered to be the Mahavishnu, or an expansion of the Mahavishnu. And sometimes it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's the material cause of this world, and then there's the efficient cause. Material cause doesn't mean mundane cause. It means like the ingredient cause, to be more specific. You know, when we're using the word material in this context, it means the ingredient cause. And then the efficient cause is like, that is the shaping the ingredients. Because the efficient cause is the glance of the Mahavishnu at the pradhana, another word for the material, or the ingredient cause is the pradhana. Anyway, so he's known as that. And also there's some other interesting information in the Gaura Ganadesh Dipika that I came across, that in Krishna's pastimes, he took the form of a cowherd boy, and he danced with Krishna. So he became desirous of becoming a cowherd boy, and he began to dance, spinning like a whirling wheel for Krishna's pleasure. Thus, by Krishna's mercy, this is from the Gaura Ganadesh Dipika, Sada Shiva plays two different roles in Braj. One is, he is Shiva himself, because we know that Lord Shiva guards the different directions in Braj. And as we were showing the pictures last night and we went around Braj, you'll see all these different manifestations of Shiva that guard, like there's Chakaleshwar Mahadev, who is in around the Manasi Ganga area, Govardhan area. And then Kameshwara, isn't it? We saw Kameshwara in Kamyavan. And there's Gopishwara, who was in the Vrindavan area. So there's so many different manifestations. And in Radhakund, there's actually four different manifestations of Lord Shiva that guard the four directions at Radhakund. So Lord Shiva is there. All over Braj, and also Hanuman's there too. We see manifestations of Hanuman, who is considered to be an Anga, an expansion of Lord Shiva. Although he has separate identity, he's actually in empowered. He's a separate personality, but he's empowered by Lord Shiva. So anyway, so that's Advaita, what's called Advaita Tattva. And there's some interesting statements from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, corroborate means just to agree with this particular statement. Maya has two functions, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and Mahavishnu appears in two ways according to these functions. When he is within the material world as creator, he is the universe's effective cause. That's what we talked about before, efficient or effective cause, which is called Nimitta Karana in his form of Vishnu. In the unmanifested material energy, Pradhan, appearing in the form of Rudra, he has a second identity as Advaita. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says in his commentary to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu, he is the supreme preceptor. And Advaitacharya, another name of Advaitacharya is Kamala Laksha. I mean, that means like lotus-eyed one in Sanskrit. And there's many statements, both by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Vrindavan Das Thakur about Advaitacharya. In the Chaitanya Bhagavata, it's stated, residing in Navadvipa is the foremost of the Vaishnavas, the most fortunate of all people, Advaitacharya. He is the chief amongst the gurus in knowledge, devotion, and renunciation. He especially teaches devotion to Krishna in the same way that Shankara, that's Lord Shiva, did. So, of course, he's called Advaita. The word Dvaita, dual, Dvaita means two. Advaita means without duality. In other words, he is non-different than the Supreme Lord. Just like the statement in the Brahma Sanghita, Dvaita Chuta, Anadi Rananta Rupam, right? Adyam Parana Purasham Navayovanam Cha Vadeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. Govindamari Purasham Tamaham Bhajami. You have Advaita Chuta. The Lord is, Lord's expansions are non-different than him. The Lord is infallible. He has unlimited expansions, unlimited manifestations, Anantarupam Adyam. He's the original Purano. He's the oldest. Not that he looks old, but, you know, he is the oldest. But he's Navayovanam. He actually always looks very youthful. Of course, Advaitacharya sometimes looked a little older. And there's actually this controversy when they were installing the Panchatattva deities as to Advaitacharya's appearance. Does anyone remember the controversy? Whether Advaitacharya had a what or what? A beard, or he didn't have a beard. And we depict him as a beard, but in the Gaudiya Math they say he didn't have a beard. Anyway, it's a controversy. And some people say, you know, having a beard means that one is a, what's called a bowel, not a bowel, bowel, you know, one of these deviant Vaishnava groups. And actually, just to tell a story, there was one of Advaitacharya's associates known as Kamalaksha Vishvasha, who was of that particular group. He was a bowel, however they pronounce it, B-A-U-L. Not bowel. That would be something that would be obscene. Anyway, so he was one of Advaitacharya's disciples. In fact, Lord Advaitacharya had a disciple who was of that particular. That story is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. What happened is that he was very devoted to Advaitacharya. He was convinced that Advaitacharya was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Advaitacharya at that time had some sort of debt. So he went, those of you who know the Chaitanya Charitamrita may know this story. So he went to the king of Puri to beg some money to pay off Advaitacharya's debt. And so, you know, that was his devotion. I mean, I can empathize with that, you know. Like if your guru has a debt, you naturally want to go and pay off the debt. But at the same time, he was saying the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a debt, you know. And that's like Rasa Bas there. You know, it's one thing, your guru is not God. He may have a debt, so you can collect money and give it to him. So, but God, and actually there are some stories where God has a debt. Now, of course, that's Balaji's story, where Balaji has a debt because he wanted to get married and he borrowed money from Kuvera. And all the devotees, they go to Balaji and they give donations so that Balaji can pay back the debt to Kuvera. Everybody knows the story? I think I told that story already. But anyway, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard that this Kamalakara or something like that, I think it's here is the exact name, Kamalaksha or Kamalakara or something like that. I just want to get the name proper. But anyway, when he heard this, he got very upset. And he said, it's Kamalakanta Vishwasha. He got very upset at this Kamalakanta Vishwasha, and he said to Dvaitacharya, don't let this vile disciple come near me again. I reject him. You know, don't let him, I don't want to see his face. And then Dvaitacharya said, boy, this guy's getting all the mercy. Because Lord Chaitanya, because you'll see this in Dvaitacharya's pastimes, Dvaitacharya keeps getting upset that Lord Chaitanya's respecting him as his elder, because he was his elder anyway. And Dvaita makes many plans. We'll talk about that story in a second. But and he rejected this. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected the association of this Kamalakanta Vishwasha. And Dvaitacharya said, boy, I can understand how much you love him. It's intimate relationship. You know, you're rejecting. You know, this is actually so intimate like this. And then Lord Chaitanya started laughing. And he said, all right, bring him back. And then Dvaitacharya said, now he's getting all the attention. So he even got more upset at this. And then he chastised this Kamalakanta. Vishwasa, you know, how can you say that Dvaitacharya is the Supreme Personality of God? In the same hand, on the other hand, you actually beg money for him. You know, this is not proper. Plus, if Dvaitacharya is a Brahmin too, and if he accepts like charity for his own sake from the king, he'll be polluted. He's God, he's getting polluted. But anyway, that's interesting. But he was showing that one should be very careful. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also talks about this in relationship to Raghunath Das Goswami, who was accepting charity from his family to entertain Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says that, you know, when you accept a charity from an impure person, your mind can become contaminated. So we have to be very careful. In other words, whatever money is given to the Krishna conscious movement to utilize for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not for our own uses. Very, very important. This point is brought out in the story of Raghunath Das Goswami, where he eventually just renounced even the money coming from his parents, even though he was just using the money to entertain Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wasn't even using it for his own sake. So, anyway, so that's the story of Kamalakanta Vishwasha, a very, very interesting story. So, let's get back to Dvaitacharya's appearance. He appeared in the village of Navagram, near the city of Sylhet, and his father's name was Kuber Pandit, and his father's wife's name, that's Dvaitacharya's mother, was Nabadevi. And very interesting, in the Gaura Ganadesh Dipika, remember Kuber Pandit, his name, and Dvaitacharya is an incarnation of Sadashiva, so Kuber Pandit is considered an incarnation of Kubera, the treasurer of the demigods, who was a very close associate of Lord Shiva. You know, Lord Shiva and Kuvera, they're mentioned many, many times. So he was a devotee. Kuvera Pandit was a devotee of Lord Nrisingadev, and he knew nothing else other than the lotus feet of Lord Nrisingadev and Lord Krishna. And his wife, of course, was devoted and very, very faithful. She's considered the universal mother because actually she's the wife of Sadashiva, the wife of Dvaitacharya's father. So Dvaitacharya appeared on the seventh day, that's the Saptami, it's called the Advaita Saptami, which is today, of the waxing moon in the month of Magh, that's January, February time. And his father, Kuvera Pandit, gave charity to the brahmanas, and he tiptoed into the birthing room. Normally, the father's not supposed to go in the birthing room, but he wanted to see his son. And his heart was filled with gladness upon seeing his son's face. This is from the Bhakti Ratnakara. It's a quote from the Bhakti Ratnakara. All the villagers said, "What pious works did this Brahmana do that in his old age he's been blessed with such a jewel of a son?" And the demigods actually rained down flowers from the sky upon Advaitacharya's appearance. These interesting quotes. I'm pulling quotes from the Bhakti Ratnakara and the other books, Gauranga Dashtipika. His name was Kamalaksha. He was given the name Kamalaksha, or the full name was Kamalakanta Veda Pancha Nana. That means basically the same thing, but someone who was actually adept in the five different Vedic literatures, the four original Vedas and the Itihasya Puranas, etc. Panchama Veda, Panchama Veda means like the Puranas, Itihasa, and the Bhagavad Gita. Okay, let's see. His appearance took place in 1434, and he disappeared in the year 1559. In other words, he lived on this earth for 125 years. So he had a very long life. And in the Dvaita, these are different sources of Advaitacharya's life. In the Dvaita Mangala, Dvaita Vilas, and the Sita Charitra, that's a book about Sita Devi. All these are wonderful books that I have access to. It is written, "The Lord remained on this earth for a century and a quarter, and he performed unlimited pastimes." There's so much information about Advaitacharya in these books. So when his father and mother disappeared, Advaitacharya went to Gaya. And Gaya is where he performed this pinda to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. There's the imprint of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu there, on the pretext of performing the rituals for their disappearance. But it was just a pretext. So he actually went at that point to Vrindavan, and he became absorbed in the worship of Krishna in Vrindavan. But he also began to understand through his meditation that Krishna was going to appear in Navadvip very, very soon. In fact, it was Advaitacharya who originally discovered the deities Madan Gopal, who became Madan Mohan. There's a whole story about that I don't have time to tell. But it was Advaitacharya who actually discovered these deities. And then he gave these deities to the Brahmana Kobe, who lived in Mathura. And this Brahmana Kobe, I'm going to tell a little bit of the story. It's an interesting story. This Brahmana actually began to treat Madan Gopal just like his child. So this Madan Gopal would sit down at the dinner table, you know, not like a standard altar type situation. But, you know, they put the, can you imagine that? You know, putting the deity, you know, here sitting around the dinner table, the son is sitting there. He put the deity there in a seat, and then they would sit on the floor, however they sat. And the son would sit there, and the son would actually play with the deity. Not just play dressing him, the son would actually, you know, play chess or whatever the children do. I don't think he played cricket with the deity. But anyway, then later on, when Sanatan Goswami came and he saw this, he said, you know, this is highly irregular deity worship, you know. And then that night, Sanatan Goswami had a dream, and the deity chastised me. He said, "Look, I was having so much fun in the house, and you've spoiled everything." So that's the story of Madan Mohan deity, who is known as Madan Gopal. But Madan Gopal was originally found by Advaitacharya when Advaitacharya was in Vrindavan. Very interesting story. So then Advaitacharya went back to the Navadvip area, actually went back to Shantipur, and he established two houses, actually. One house was in the Navadvip or Mayapur area, and one house was in Shantipur. And he got married to two wives. One wife was Sita Devi, and the other one was Sri. In the Gauranga Dashtipika, it's written that Sita Devi was actually the appearance of Yoga Maya, or who was Purnamasi in Krishna's pastimes. Interesting, isn't it? Yoga Maya, and that Sri is her Prakash expansion. I already mentioned that Advaitacharya had two homes. because he wanted to have a home in Navadvipa, because he understood the Supreme Personality of Godhead was going to appear there. So he began to hold Bhagavat Saptahas, I mean teaching Bhagavatam for 7 days, teaching Bhagavad Gita about devotional service. So about the same time, there was this other great devotee named Madhavendra Puri, who in his dream was instructed by Gopal to find some sandalwood paste, to go to Puri to find some sandalwood paste for this deity service. So Madhavendra Puri just started for Puri, but he took the road through western Bengal, and there he stopped at Advaita's house in Shantipur. And when Advaita Acharya had many interactions with Madhavendra Puri and saw his great devotion and ecstasy, because it's described that Madhavendra Puri exhibited the symptoms of ecstasy before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He was actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered him a very important member of our disciplic succession, because Madhavendra Puri exhibited this intimate love for Radha and Krishna. He was the first one in our disciplic succession to manifest this. So so then Advaita Acharya accepted him as his guru. He accepted initiation from Madhavendra Puri. So that's also why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Advaita Acharya like as his spiritual master, because Advaita Acharya was the godbrother of Ishwara Puri, who was Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master. So it's considered like the godbrothers of one spiritual master are given the same respect, or like given respect like one spiritual master. So we'll see later on that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had that respect for Advaita Acharya, but Advaita Acharya didn't want to be respected like that. He wanted Lord Chaitanya to violate the etiquette. In fact, even wanted Lord Chaitanya to beat him. So we'll tell that story in a second. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's mentioned also. And Advaita Acharya, we know, saw the situation in the world, and he saw that the whole world was devoid of devotion for Krishna, and he thought that as a partial incarnation of the Lord, an expansion of the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, he couldn't accomplish, you know, his presence wouldn't be sufficient to bring about the welfare of the earth. So he prayed for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, offering Ganges water and tulsi leaves. This is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also. And as described, he roared with love of Godhead, you know, demanding the Lord to appear. It's called prema hunkara. Hunkara means like roaring. Prema means the roaring of prema. And he said, Krishna, you have to appear. And he just roared, ah, you have to appear. And he constantly offered the water from the Ganges and Tulsi Mandaris back to the Ganges. And it described, this is the Chaitanya Charitamrita, calling to Krishna with loud roars. And in the Bhakti Ratnakara, this is also corroborated. It says, Lord Chaitanya was brought down to earth by him. Advaita is not different from Gauranga, and his wife Sita is the mother of the universe. His roars brought Gauranga into this world, and thus he is glorified everywhere. Another verse from the Bhakti Ratnakara is, all glories to Advaita Acharya, the most merciful, whose roars brought about Lord Chaitanya's incarnation. Whoever takes shelter of his lotus feet will attain the great prize of love of Krishna. And in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, this is also corroborated. It says, he constantly served Krishna with great enthusiasm, offering water, Ganges water and Tulsi Mandaris. Absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, he worshipped him by roaring his name. So this word roars, that hunkura, hunkura means like roaring, is there in all these scriptures. The sound of which filled the entire universe. In other words, it was so loud, the whole universe could hear his roaring. Krishna! I can't do it. But it reached up to, it's described, the roaring reached up to Vaikuntha. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the Chaitanya Bhagavat, heard the sounds of the roars of love, he made himself visible to humanity, for he is controlled by his devotee. And of course, before Lord Chaitanya appeared, Lord Nityananda appeared on the 13th day of the waxing moon of the month of Magh. That's, of course, on Saturday this year. And then before Lord Chaitanya appeared, also there were eight daughters born to Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi, all who died before Vishwarup, their son, who was considered an expansion of Balaram or expansion of Nityananda, was born. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. But before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Sita Devi took Advaitacharya's permission to come to Navadvip with gifts. And Advaitacharya even worshipped Sachi Mata when she was pregnant. He actually circumambulated her and took sandalwood pulp and smeared it on her womb. And Sachi Mata was thinking, what is this old Brahmin doing? You know, usually you don't, you know, you go and bless a pregnant woman, but, you know, usually the Brahmin just don't go over to a pregnant woman's house, isn't it? Smear sandalwood pulp on their stomach. It's quite irregular. So Advaitacharya did that. This is described also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's older brother, Vishwarup, used to go to Advaita's house every day after bathing in the Ganges to listen to Advaitacharya lecture about Krishna consciousness. Then Advaitacharya was so impressed with Vishwarup's explanations, too, that he used to interrupt his worship of the deities to embrace Vishwarup. They had such a nice, intense relationship. Now, regularly, Vishwarup and Advaitacharya, they were so close that Vishwarup would actually forget to go home, or, you know, I don't know, it was deliberate. But anyway, he was just absorbed in Krishna, and he didn't go home. So every day, it's described, Mother Sachi had to send Nimai to bring Vishwarup home. And when Advaitacharya saw Nimai's face, he became so enchanted, but he was unable to recognize him as God at that particular point. He just said, wow, who is this kid? Woo! He just became absorbed. And then, of course, Vishwarup took sannyas. And this is an interesting story, I can tell right now, that for a long time, Mother Sachi blamed Advaitacharya for this taking of sannyas of Vishwarup. And the devotees at one point asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when will Sachi Mata get pure love of God? And Lord Chaitanya said something like, she's not going to get pure love of God because she committed an offense against Advaitacharya. And they said, what? She's the mother of the whole universe and your mother. How could she not get love of God? I mean, this is, you know, what's going on here, you know, Lord Chaitanya or Nimai. And he said, well, she committed an offense. And then Advaitacharya got a little upset with that. But then Mother Sachi eventually came. The devotees went to Mother Sachi. She came and she bowed down at Advaitacharya's feet, and Lord Chaitanya said, now she can have love of God. So he was showing the importance about that even if you may be the mother of God, you have to be very careful in relationship to Krishna's devotees. Of course, Advaitacharya is God also, but he's acting as a devotee of God. Very, very important. So this is an important example for us that you may be directly, you know, God's mother, but you still got to be careful. Interesting story. Anyway, so we know after Vishwarup took sannyas, Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra got really scared that Nimai was going to take sannyas, and they made some adjustments. I'm not going to tell this whole story about this. Because it's a very long story. Lord Chaitanya eventually got married to Lakshmi Priya, and Advaitacharya went to that wedding and, of course, honored the marriage of Lord Chaitanya to Lakshmi Priya. Ishwarapuri arrived in Navadvip, and he also visited Advaitacharya's house. Advaitacharya also, this interesting thing, as when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his divine identity, Advaitacharya actually wanted to see, you know, if this he was a fake or not. He tested Lord Chaitanya. This is described also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he went and hid in Nandanacharya's house. He told Ramai Pandit, don't tell Lord Chaitanya. Let's see if he's able to figure out where I am. And Lord Chaitanya, he said, he called him Nada. He said, it's due to Advaita Acharya that I become incarnate, for not as roars rang in my ears. This is from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. I was lying in the milk ocean, but not as roar woke me up and brought me here. And he said, he's hiding in Nandanacharya's house. And so when Advaita Acharya saw that Lord Chaitanya was actually omniscient, he understood Lord Chaitanya had passed the test and he was God. So in the company of his wife, he ran to Lord Chaitanya and prostrated himself before the Lord and worshipped him with the five basic ingredients and prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Lord Chaitanya told Advaita Acharya, get up and dance. You know, there's an amazing, you know, exchange between these two personalities. Advaita Acharya and his wife offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, and then Lord Chaitanya said, dance, dance! And it's described that Advaita Acharya started to dance madly until he was completely intoxicated, and everybody was astonished, you know, what's going on here? This is a very wonderful story. And of course, we pray, Dayakoro Sitapati Advaita Gosai, please be merciful, Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, on the strength of your mercy I will attain Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Advaita Acharya also exhibited his detachment from the caste system, you know, the mundane caste system, by giving the remnants of the Shraddha ceremony to the person who he considered to be the topmost Brahmin, who was Haridas Thakur. And sometimes people would criticize Advaita Acharya for that. You know, why are you giving the remnants of the Shraddha ceremony? And Advaita Acharya said, to feed a great devotee like Haridas is equal to feeding millions of brahmanas. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Advaita Acharya said to Haridas, don't be afraid, I shall only do what is accepted in scripture. If you eat it, it is as though 10 million brahmanas have eaten. Pretty interesting. So Advaita Acharya had a very close relationship with Haridas Thakur. Advaita Acharya had six sons, and as we know from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, three of them were called bona fide sons and three were called unbona fide. He rejected three of them. The topmost son of Advaita Acharya's name was Achyutananda, and the other two devotee sons were Krishna Mishra and Gopal. Actually, Gopal was brought back to life by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a kirtan. They were having a kirtan, and Gopal just fainted, and Advaita Acharya picked him up in his lap, and he started crying, and Lord Chaitanya touched him and said, get up, Gopal, and chant and dance. And he got up, and he came back to life, and he started chanting and dancing. So, but the second group of sons, which is Balaram, Swarup, and Jagadish, did not recognize Lord Chaitanya. So it shows that even Advaita Acharya had children who turned out to be a little bogus, not a little bogus, pretty bogus. So then there's this whole story that Advaita Acharya started to teach the Yoga Vashishta, which basically is that, you know, knowledge is more important than devotion. And he started to do this because he wanted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chastise him because he was upset that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was respecting him so much. The story's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita too. So he started to teach his Yoga Vashishta. Lord Chaitanya got so angry that he and Lord Nityananda proceeded to Shantipur to chastise Advaita Acharya. And this is whole pastime that occurred on the way to Shantipur. They stayed at a Shakta's house, who said he was a sannyasi and had a wife there too. And they were offered liquor, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got so upset, they jumped in the Ganges and swam most of the way to Shantipur from there. That's in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that story. And then when they got to Shantipur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's described, started to beat up Advaita Acharya. And then Sita Devi started to say, he's an old man, you're going to kill him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't care, he's teaching this nonsense philosophy. And then Advaita Acharya started to dance in ecstasy, you know, finally I have the right relationship with him. So that's an interesting story. And that story is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and also in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And we already told the story of Sachi Devi criticizing. She didn't even criticize externally Advaita. It was just in her mind she criticized Advaita. Because of that, she couldn't get love of Godhead. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Good lesson for us. So Actually, when Lord Chaitanya, another point, another story is when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Keshava Bharti and Katwa, he wanted to go towards Vrindavan, but Lord Nityananda sort of tricked him and told him, he actually told him that the Ganges was the Yamuna. And then he brought him back to Shantipur, where all the devotees were able to see him. And of course, this was Advaitacharya's house. And they were able to feed Lord Chaitanya after he took sannyas and have the darshan of Advaitacharya. And Mother Sachi, of course, was able to cook for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every year, Advaitacharya and the other devotees would go to Jagannath Puri and stay for full 4 months participating with Lord Chaitanya in all the different pastimes that occurred in Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri, there's this whole story, and I'll tell this. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. During the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Advaitacharya and Lord Chaitanya were so satisfied to see Gopal, that was Advaitacharya's son, dancing and singing before them. And suddenly he fell unconscious. Advaita became very anxious, took the boy on his lap, chanting, Nisringadev, Nisringadev. And despite all those mantras, Gopal did not return to consciousness. All the devotees began to cry for him, and Lord Chaitanya, who takes away the distress of all of his devotees, touched Gopal over the heart and said, get up, Gopal, chant, hari, hari. Gopal immediately came back to consciousness, stood up and started dancing. And then we already told the story of a Kamalakanta Vishvasa, which is the end of these notes here. And there's some more quotes from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Advaitacharya is God himself. As a result of his association, I have become purified. There's no one equal to him in devotion to Krishna, nor in knowledge of the scriptures. Therefore, he's called Advaitacharya. Even by his mercy, especially by his mercy, even the malechas become devotees of Krishna. Who can describe the extent of his powers or his devotion? Here's another statement. Advaitacharya came here to show his mercy for me. I am bound in debt to his love, and there's no way that I can repay him. He has abandoned his wife, children, home for my sake, traveling, this is when he went to Puri, traveling a long and difficult way to come here. I'm living here in Nilachal without moving. I make no effort on your behalf. I'm a monk and have no wealth. My only possession is my body, which I give to you. I can sell it to whomever you wish. And he's talking to Advaitacharya. And of course, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Advaitacharya sent him like a riddle. You know, there, and I don't have the exact quote here, but something like, tell the madman that everybody else here has gone mad. There's no longer selling rice in the marketplace. Tell the madman that the crazies are no good for nothing anymore. Anyway, this is something like that. In other words, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that tell Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that everyone has become intoxicated with love for Krishna in the marketplace of love, so no one is buying the rice of Krishna Prema any longer. Tell Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that all the owls, crazies, are intoxicated with love, that they are no longer involved in their material duties. Tell Mahaprabhu that Advaita has said that this is a state of complete intoxication of prema. In short, this message is that the purpose for which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been called to the earth by Advaita had been completed. Now you can go back. So it was by that message that Lord Chaitanya, that's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. By that message, Advaitacharya was actually giving the message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now it's time to return and leave this earth planet. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually shortly after that left this world and concluded his pastime. So this is some of the stories, some of the information we have about Advaitacharya, which we could tell in a very short time. All glories to his divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Advaitacharya ki jai.